The city of Flint is currently working on a master plan to help shape the city's future in the next 20 years. And part of that plan involves the role of arts. Recently, the National Endowment for the Arts gave a grant to hire 9 artists who live in each of the city's wards to explore the role arts can have in the community and get residents involved in the master plan. Joining us in the studio is one of those artists. Andrew Morton is the artistic director of the Shop Floor Theater Company in Flint. So, Andrew, tell us a little bit about your theater company.
Well, we're a pretty brand new theater company. We've just been in existence a little over a year now. Kind of started in the last 12 months with a grant from the Ruth Mott Foundation, one of Flint's kind of local grant-making organizations. Our focus is really on community-based theater. So we do a lot of work with people who aren't necessarily trained actors or performers around exploring kind of community issues. So the last piece that we just kind of finished up early this year was a piece called State of Emergency, which tackled the rather complex and controversial emergency manager legislation. And we kind of told the story of how Public Act 4, how it came out in Flint.
You guys aren't afraid of jumping into controversy at all.
No, you know, yeah, that was our first piece. And we kind of went straight in there with kind of like, where was the kind of need for, what were the hot topics and where was the need for a dialogue? And had a really good response. I mean, we had a lot of people come out. And I guess our feeling is, you know, sometimes people might be a little bit more interested to come out and engage in a dialogue about this type of work if it's coming to see a play rather than going to like a public forum or kind of meeting at City Hall.
Right. So. Now, you've got a lot of volunteers. How's that to work with? I mean, you're dealing with people from, I believe, the 5th District, the Carriage District. What's it like to have all volunteer staff like that?
Well, the project that I'm doing for the 5th Ward project, I'm working with a couple of the people I've started to work with as part of my theater company. But yeah, most of it's a kind of volunteer base. My project's in collaboration with social service organization Genesee Health System, which was formerly Community Mental Health. So yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I really enjoy kind of working with, as I said, kind of populations who aren't necessarily trained actors or performers, but kind of using their own experiences to create work and tell stories.
So the city of Flint is currently working on a master plan, is kind of a blueprint for how to shape the city's future. How does your work play into that master plan?
Well, I'm one of 9 artists that was contracted by the city of Flint in collaboration with the Greater Flint Arts Council to simply try to creatively engage Flint residents in the master planning process. The planning process has been going on now a little over a year. And, you know, we're certainly in terms of the sort of artistic community in Flint, we felt this was a great opportunity to try and merge the sort of great work that's happening in a lot of community arts kind of grassroots projects, trying to use the techniques and the skills that we use as artists to engage populations and link it to this kind of opportunity for civic engagement. The 9 artists were sort of given a task of using their own medium, kind of we had a lot of freedom and time of project that we wanted to do, but basically just try to engage as many people as possible in this process.
As a reporter, I've covered a lot of community meetings. I just can't imagine getting a real big response to those unless, you know, there are signs out and protesters are ready to go and riled up. But this sounds a lot different. So after somebody attends one of the plays, one of the performances, what kind of feedback do you get?
Well, we were also sort of given or asked to kind of look at one or two of these focus areas of the master plan and try to focus our work around that. So I can speak kind of specific to the work that I'm doing. Where the group I've been working with over the past 2 months now, our kind of main issues we were looking at were transportation and infrastructure in the city, mm-hmm. and health, welfare, and public safety. We kind of been focusing specifically on transportation and kind of health and wellness. Majority of the population I'm working with rely on public transportation as their main means to get around. So the project's kind of brought up a lot of frustrations and kind of identified what's not working and what gets people kind of annoyed or angry or what would they like to see improved. But it's also about kind of recognizing what's working already and trying to think about, okay, from in terms of the work that we're doing as part of this artistic project, so we will kind of create this play so that that's the product in a sense of this piece. But then from that play, there will be suggestions that we will then pass on to the master planning department and they can kind of embed it into the master plan. So from the work that we've done, these are some suggestions that could improve transportation.
Yeah, and what form do those suggestions come? I mean, do you ask the crowd to fill out a card at the end of the performance, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit of it's kind of twofold. I mean, one, it comes from the participants that have helped me create the play. So the play itself sort of begins at the bus stop, the bus station, kind of central bus station in the city of Flint, where people are going about their days. And then we have kind of four main stories that we see, short little vignettes of because of a missed connection or delay, what happens the rest of their day? Like, it's kind of that ripple effect. If you miss the bus, and then what happens? You turn up late to work, or you miss your doctor's appointments. What kind of happens next? So some of the suggestions have come from the participants' kind of own experiences. But then, yeah, when we do the performance, which is open to the public, we'll kind of have a little bit of a discussion afterwards and say, okay, what were the, to an individual audience member, what was your, who did you connect with the most, or which issue are you most interested in? What might be, you know, if we could kind of wave a magic wand right now and fix that problem, you know, what would be a way to do that? So the focus of this work is really, and I think that's kind of why the city wanted to engage artists in this process,
right,
is really kind of articulating like a vision for what we want the city of Flint to look like. And I think artists are very good often at sort of having grand ideas and dreaming about what the world could be like, and at the same time recognizing, you know, what isn't working, what is working, but also kind of trying to really articulate what we'd like our city to look and be like in the next 20, 30 years.
So you've got an event coming up this Saturday. What's that about?
So the event is titled Artists Imagine Flint, and it's pretty much a celebration of the 9 projects that have happened over the last 2 or 3 months in the city of Flint. It starts at 12 o'clock, 12 noon at City Hall. It's going to take place in a kind of dome space in the rear of City Hall in Flint. And the purpose is really kind of to one, celebrate the work that's already happened in the city of Flint and highlighting the 9 projects. So there'll be performances, videos, activities for children, families, food. But at the same time, what we really want this event to be is a sort of kind of bringing us to the end of this phase of the project, but at the same time trying to show people that the arts are a great way to engage in civic life. And so we'd really want to sort of animate City Hall with lots of activity and life and try to make people feel in the community that, you know, City Hall is a public space. We should be there. We should be actively involved in the, you know, decisions that affect us in the city. And art's a great way to do this. So it's going to be a fun day. Hopefully the weather will be on our side. And we hope it'll be the beginning of sort of trying to creatively engage people in civic life for the foreseeable future.
Give the citizens more voice, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Andrew Morton is one of 9 artists in residence in Flint. He's the artistic director of the Shop Floor Theater Company. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.